electronic smoking devices, ESDs, heat and aerosolized liquids containing nicotine and are designed to mimic the look and feel of a cigarette. That, according to the Coalition for a Tobacco-Free Hawaii. Policy and Advocacy Director Lindsay Garcia says Hawaii cannot wait for the Federal Drug Administration to develop guidelines.
Teenage ESD usage in Hawaii is twice as high as the national average. According to the Hawaii Youth Tobacco Survey in 2013, youth usage tripled among high school students and quadrupled among middle school students.
Garcia says ESDs and the liquids used in them are not regulated and supports legislation to tax them like other tobacco products. The State Department of Health supports raising the minimum age of persons who may purchase tobacco or ESDs from 18 to 21. Lola Irvin is the department's manager for chronic diseases.
According to the Youth Risk Behavior Survey, 10% of Hawaii high school students, or about 4,400 youth, currently smoke, and 15% of young adults age 18 to 24-year-olds smoke cigarettes. And according to the U.S. Surgeon General, about 95% of adult smokers reporting starting before age 21.
But ESD shop owners say their businesses could not survive if they are taxed, and their customers would purchase ESD products online. Scott Rasick is vice president for ESD retailer Volcano E-Cigs.
If you look at what's happening, lawmakers are chasing that tax revenue that has evaded them through tobacco tax, through electronic cigarette taxes. They're also trying to force the product category into a framework of regulation that was set up for tobacco, but doesn't necessarily fit electronic cigarettes.
But Kapolei High School senior Sabrina Olias supports raising the age of tobacco sales to 21 and told lawmakers the issue is about the health of her generation and those who will follow.
About a week ago, I entered the girls' bathroom during class and encountered two students smoking e-cigs. What concerned me was that they were breaking school rules and were missing out on class time to smoke. Then I thought about how their behavior was a potential health risk. Other students use the bathroom and could inhale the lingering ingredients in the air. And who knows who else does that?
Meanwhile, Senate Commerce and Consumer Protection Committee Chair Roz Baker says there are several bills that are advancing in both houses, including one that defines e-cigarettes as a tobacco product that would be taxed on that basis.
We really need to get a handle on the use of e-cigarettes because it's really inappropriate for someone who is not of a legal age to be making those kinds of decisions. We're working very hard along with the healthcare community, the American Cancer Society, the Lung Association, Coalition for Tobacco-Free Hawaii. All of those groups are very much in support of these measures.
The Big Island raised the minimum age to purchase tobacco and e-cigarette products to 21. The current bills have a long way to go, but if passed, Hawaii would be the first state in the country to raise the legal age. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.